There is no time to explain. He took my hand strongly and we started running toward the shelter. While we were running, I looked back and I saw the people who were staying too far away were making believe that they were drowning. They were falling to the floor as if their breathing was cut off and their lungs stopped working. I tried to return to help them, but Andrew said that we could not do that. If he returned, I could die. I threw myself down and we kept running. Finally, we arrived at the shelter, and from how excited we were, we went to rest. The next day, as soon as I woke up, I looked around and noticed that there was no one next to me. Everyone had already woke up, so I decided to go out and look for them. When I woke up for a few minutes, I still found no trace of anyone. And when I realized, I was on a mountain with slope about 100 degrees and fall off about 12,000 meters, from which I could see a city. That scenario made me wonder about my family, but I knew.